WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My next guest spent his early career perfecting the line, "Golly, Superman."
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman.
From 1953 to 59, Jack Larson played Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Daily Planet. Since his days of getting rescued by the Man of Steel, Larson has become a librettist, collaborating with such composers as Virgil Thomson, Ned Roram, Charles Fussell, and David Diamond. He's also produced several films, including Bright Lights, Big City, The China Syndrome, The Paper Chase, and Urban Cowboy, and he's written several plays. In 1993, Jack Larson told me that when he started writing operas, he didn't want the opera world to know that he co-starred in Superman.
I had kept it a secret. I hadn't talked about it because I felt if anybody knew that the Jack Larson that was writing the plays and working with eminent composers was Jimmy Olsen, that the sky would fall in on me like Chicken Little and I would lose my writing career, work, life, as well as my acting work life. So I never mixed the two. It happened. I got exposed as Jimmy Olsen.
How?
Through a ballet that I had written the text for called The Relativity of Icarus that had a lot of press in New York, and there was a press conference called by the Joffrey, and the Associated Press, the New York Post, when I appeared at this press conference, they knew that I was Jimmy Olsen, and they wrote about it, and I thought, oh, golly, you know, the sky is going to fall in on me. It didn't. And then I was asked to do, Tom Brokaw asked me to do the Today Show. And I did a number of things, and I felt this is going to be my ruin. And it wasn't. And it turned out that people were very happy for me that I wasn't lying in a gutter somewhere as an old actor out of work, you know.
Well, you were interested in writing, in serious acting. And here you were on Superman playing this golly gee whiz naive cub reporter. It sounds like you were really nothing like the character you were playing. Did you enjoy playing that kind of role? Did it get annoying after a while?
I loved playing Jimmy. And I now, all these years later, regard it as a fulfillment of myself as an actor. I think Jimmy was, it was my part. Being a pioneer in television like that, in film television, they were so busy technically learning how to film a show quickly that they let us all alone as performers. And they let me create Jimmy. And I wanted to do comedy and comedy bits, and they'd let me alone. And once I became popular, they really let me alone to just do what I wanted to do. So you were like a pioneer in the early days of silent films, a two-reel comedy, doing television.
How many times were you kidnapped as Jimmy Olsen?
Oh, I don't know, probably every third show I was kidnapped as Jimmy and had a bomb. If I was ever kidnapped, I was either tied to a chair with a bomb at my feet or sealed in a room somewhere that Superman couldn't see through because there was mysterious lead in the brick or something. But that never bothered me. What bothered me was the writers and the producers they liked to have Jimmy nearly drown. And they used to like to get me wet, like put me in a cave, and the tide is coming in the cave, and the cave has bars, and Jimmy is going to be drowned. This was a holdover, I guess, from the old Saturday morning serials, as I said. And the problem with that, I never mind being wet. I will do anything as an actor, but you get sick because once they get you wet, if you've got work to do afterwards, you stay wet. And the next day work, if you're rescued, for instance, Superman would come in and rescue, tear back the bars of the cave and carry Jimmy out who would say, "Golly, Superman, I never thought you'd get here in time. I thought I was a goner for sure." And I'd be carried outside dripping wet. Well, your next scenes, all your next work, the resolution, you're still wet. They come with a hose and wet you down. And I would always catch a cold. Sound stages are cold. And it drove me crazy. And they never cared. And I finally told them, it was about the second season and my 10th wet show. And I said, "Listen, I don't want to seem a spoil sport, but I don't like working sick. And I catch a cold in these cold sound stages, so quit. You can regard me from now on as a dry actor."
Years ago, it was just like the first year I was in radio, it was in the mid-70s, I think. I interviewed Noelle Neal, your co-star. She was...
Oh, did you?
She was Lois Lane.
Yes, she's a darling person.
Well, one of the questions I asked her was this. I said, "I remember all these episodes where you were kidnapped and you were tied up and you were wriggling around while you were, you know, in bondage. And sometimes you'd be dressed in the chiffon robe and you were supposed to be sacrificed until Superman came and rescued you." And I said,
"Right.
You know, did you ever think about the kind of S&M type of image that was?" And she said, "We never thought about those kinds of things."
No.
Did you really never think about those kinds of things?
No, I really didn't. I know the show you're referring to where the ancient cult kidnapped both of us in a tomb and they stripped me. I'm in like a jock strap or something, little thing, and she's in a beautiful filmy thing and we're tied to pillars or something and they're going to kill us. And I guess it was wild S&M. I don't know. No, I never thought about it. We were too busy working. We never thought about a lot of things, you know. I always played the Jimmy, dumb enough. I felt that Jimmy was so dumb that he couldn't tell Superman was Clark Kent because Clark Kent wore a pair of horn-rimmed glasses.
Right, right.
And I thought, if you're that unaware, and any kind of a thing. Once actually Clark Kent, there's one show where Jimmy's beside him and Clark Kent has fallen through his shower door and he's in bed and Jimmy seems to be sharing the apartment at that time or something. He's taking care of him and Clark Kent does not have on his glasses and Jimmy doesn't even still recognize him as Superman. And I pointed it out to the director and the producer. I said, "Well, now, you know, here we are and he doesn't have on these glasses because he's fallen through his glass shower door." And they said, "Oh, don't think about it. That's opening up a can of peas." Just play the scene, so I did.
Jack Larson recorded in 1993. He's now collaborating with composer Ned Roram on a piece for chamber symphony and voice to be premiered by the L.A. Chamber Symphony. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.